10 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's Wednesday, 10th November 2021. How are you doing? It's a great day here. My name is Enoa Gbeviri. And we get into the first conversation, the biggest in the region, I must say. Talking education, for those who missed the document, River State Government yesterday came out to respond to those who have been, well, in their words, let me get to it. Misleading the public. So the Commissioner for Education said that the news making the rounds regarding the education sector in the state, they would like to disabuse the minds of the public about that, that the government is not bothered about the education sector. So there's nothing farther from the truth than this. On the contrary, the government of River State, under His Excellency Yeson Wike, is spending huge resources to provide access and quality education to the children and residents of the state. The efforts are visible for everyone to see in terms of provision of infrastructure and sponsorship of public examination. In 2021 alone, over 1 billion naira has been paid to sponsor candidates in public exams, including WAEC, NAPTEC, JAMB, and NECO. No other state in the country does this. If there is any technical issue of concern, concerned or interested persons should contact the Ministry of Education to verify before making statements that mislead the public. It's important to note emphatically that the River State government places great premium on education and goes to great lengths to ensure all is well in the sector. Even federal government agencies such as NECO and JAMB are provided free office accommodation and operational vehicles. The general public is implored to treat contrary statements as political jibes, signed Professor Kanye Ebeko, Honorable Commissioner for Education, River State. So I go back to my document. We're talking elementary education. And for those who may not know, illiteracy and innumeracy are forms of insecurity in themselves. Widening the coverage and effectiveness of basic education can have a powerfully preventive role in reducing human insecurity of nearly every kind. The difference that basic education can make to human life is easy to see. It also readily appreciated even by the poorest of families. They appreciate education. But there are many obstacles to achieving basic education, and for those who missed the memo, River State Government is running a free education system for basic education in the state. So, we've been getting calls. We've visited some schools in the state. Case in point, the one in Eche that's been closed for 4 years. Apparently, no one noticed. Nobody noticed that the school had been closed for 4 years. And we got reports from you, yes, Rivers people, the good people of Rivers State, that some schools in your areas, you don't have teachers. We've seen some of these. So, it's not just what you said. We come around, we visit local governments. I think, is it Ahoda? One of the Ahoda local governments is the worst hit. Even in Falga and Obiakpo, as flyover as they may seem, they still have some of these schools that are not, they're not it. But then, the state government has come to say, no. Huge resources have been spent on the education sector, been spent in the education sector. We even give NECO and JAMB free office and cars to work with. So my question to you basically this morning is, there's a part that he said that really speaks to me that I want to emphasize again. This government is spending huge resources to provide access and quality education to the children and residents of the state. The efforts are visible for everyone to see in terms of provision of infrastructure and sponsorship of public exams. Okay, that's what he says. So it's visible for everyone to see. And I'm asking you as a Rivers resident, as a teacher, as a parent, as a person who goes around. Maybe you're a taxi driver, you carry children, you see schools every now and then. As a trader, would you say that you have seen and felt these huge resources that the state government is providing in the education sector? That's the only question I have for you this morning. By the way, Dakoko Peterside had a thing or two to say about this. Don't forget, even last week, we had Lawrence Chukwu speak about it. So Dakoko Peterside said something about this yesterday. His comments came even before the statement by the River State Commissioner for Education. But let me hear from you first, because, you know, it is a disservice, you know, to the state government that with the huge resources they're bringing into the education sector, some of you will call and, you know, through what he called political jibes, mislead and misinform the public. So let's have a clearer understanding. If you're a teacher in a public school, do well to call in. You don't have to mention your name. That's fine. We know how it goes. We know how many of them get threatened when they speak truth to power. We've been to the school here, Rumah Para School. It's flooded right now. I mean, we can go on and on. But let's hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. You as a citizen, as a resident, would you say you have seen and felt two things? Good morning. Let's go.
Good morning, Madam Eno, once again. My name is David West. I'm calling you from Yenagoa. Eno, I want to borrow your words you used, I think, this morning or so, that government will be driving on 2021 model SUV and our children are sitting on the bare floor. That is the thing you can see. For me, the statement of Professor Ebeku is like the government lying under oath. And it's a very serious offense, if you ask me. Well, the truth is that they are so visible, they have spent so much money. It's like pregnancy. You know, you cannot hide pregnancy. So Professor Ebeku to quietly have advised him resign his appointment. He is from the academia. And when the appointment was given to him, it was a round peg in a round hole. But for me now, it seems paradoxical whether it is a square peg in a round hole. Good morning, ma.
Good morning, sir. You're Nigerian, sir.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, let's hear you.
Yes, Mr. Bright, I'm calling you from Rumibo.
All right.
Hey, you asked a question. If we go around, or those who are taxi drivers, our experience on what education is in the state, it's very horrible. While I was still in secondary school, county grammar school, community secondary school, Ibuche, and GGSS, GSS or KHA were model schools in HA, because I had my secondary education in the village. And not to talk about my own school, government secondary school also is HA. The education in River State since 1999, in fact since 1996 up to the date that I know what education is, I can give one or two accounts. It's in its lowest web in the last 4 years. There is nothing going on in education in River State. You can't talk about infrastructure. You can't talk about policy. You can't talk about anything. Dr. Peter Dilley, as a governor in River State, from 2000, when NECO came into existence, began with that free NECO registration. I registered NECO in River State without money in 2002 when I wrote NECO. So even from 1999 when Governor Blake came into power, there was free education. Schools in different parts of River State were giving buses, impress, whatever you want to talk about. And that was even when they began to have two vice principals in secondary school. So it has never been this bad.
All right.
Take a case of Abara Ichie, where you have the, say they are building the new campus for River State University. That is only education project in Ichie land. Ichie land comprises of Ichie local government and Amuma local government. That is only education project. The primary school there and the university there. That community does not have primary school. They do not have a secondary school, but you're giving them a university. How do they graduate into that?
Dauntless says, "Oh, we all know the truth. Let's stop pretending. The government does not have education as part of what they should do. Is it the lack of teachers, learning aids, infrastructure, or giving jobs to only the governor's relatives in UST that led to the sack of the then VC, Professor Didier? But let me tell Rivers people that what is happening today in the North is the result of denying the children of that region education. And today, everyone there is reaping it. Douglas. And I'll see where we have come to in Rivers State. People are afraid of mentioning their names in reporting bad state of our education. On the failure of education, Bob writes in, the sad reality is that Rivers people are the cause of this. We're in a state where people have failed in playing their role of holding government accountable. Everyone prefers to send their word to private schools where quality education is not even guaranteed. God bless you, Bob. It's not guaranteed even in private schools. Leaving children of the poor at the mercy of the bad government and the government they run. Most adults today are beneficiaries of public school system. What goes around comes around. Last, you go touch everybody. Send your presenters to State School 1 and to IBA in Emohua local government and see things for yourself. That's all I would say. Please go there, send pictures and videos, all right, so that we can see. We will not be moving everywhere. That's why you're there. That's why you tune to Nigeria Info, so that you too can, you know, help us see and help the government see, because we'll post them on our Facebook page, by the way, at Nigerian Info PH. River State government does not in any way prioritize education. The government, we know, this government was built on lies and deceit. They're only trying to keep and exist and survive on these lies and deceit. In Kerekembwe, a community in Kana, the primary school there, as we discussed, has only one teacher for primary 1 to 6. Imodan, the governor and his entire family are product of quality education, so I think he knows the importance of education and its quality. Most of the problems we're facing in the sectors as a result of people in charge of the sector in the state, local government chairman and even chiefs, just like the sanitation sector. Education is the bedrock of development, and if the government is not investing in education, honestly, that government is sinking and the society, sinking the society into the what of underdevelopment, because for any people to develop, first and foremost, you have to develop the human mind before development reflects in the environment. So it's obvious that this government is only invested in flyovers rather than education, and like what we saw in the last administration of Governor Mechi Selesin from Uniport. If the government truly spends such huge amounts of money on education, why is it not reflecting in our schools? Is that what you're saying, Timothy? Or is it a case of siphoning of funds, or are they Abdul Rashid in the money? It's unfortunate. Thank God we are still battling with quality education, not only in River State, but the entire state in Nigeria. Wike is incompetent to lead the state. He's bereft of ideas, doesn't see education as a priority. He has killed primary and secondary schools in the state. River's people brought this calamity upon themselves by voting out of hate. Time for that commercial with Nigerian Phil. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We'll get on with our conversation. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Let's get into it. Have you seen or felt this huge resources the state government has put into education?
Good morning.
Yes, where are you calling from? All right, great. Let's hear you.
Yeah, can be true. The whole sum of money that the governor has been spending on education here in Rivers State, maybe those who are in charge of the money
they didn't utilize the money as it's supposed to be. For example, now, there are some schools in the river that the government have punished, built, and they are standard. There are some schools here that there is, you can't, there is nothing to do about it. For example, CSS Akpajo is a school whereby the children are sitting on the floor. The new building, the children are sitting on the floor, nothing, even teachers, without anything to sit on top, hanging. So that is another area. And again, to impact into the life of teachers who are teaching the children is the most important. For example, now, some teacher now for 12, 13 years, no promotion, nothing. Even the, so some of them, they have given the letter of promotion, they are not implemented, and it's so boring. Okay. I wish that government should bring eyes down on teachers.
Temple Yanjiari, let's hear you. Have you seen or felt? Are you seeing and feeling? Go on.
Good morning, the very distinguished. I do celebrate. I think for me, I would say that without sincerity, that the commissioner, Professor Tani Ebuku, has not represented his office very well, at least to complement the effort of the governor. And so much love when the former commissioner, Samnosi Sibugojaja, at least was moving from school to school whenever he hears, you know, any negative information concerning a particular school. But Professor Kanye Beku is not doing the needful. And for me, coming out to tell us the true position of the River State government concerning the Neko Wayek and the NAPTEC fee, I think for me it's also a very good one.
One
and
billion.
For me, I don't think it would be a bad idea if we also hear from the Neko themselves, the officials or the spokesperson, who can hear what is delaying, you know, impairing the students assessing their results, or why from the NECO quarter.
All right. So on the website, someone sent a screenshot yesterday. He says, due to debts or perhaps your login details. But people in private schools in the state have already released, they have the results of their children. It's just a public schools thing. JJ Zerumigbo, good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning. My son already went to NECO too, in the private school. But the result, the same week that NECO announced the release of the results. So I don't know what they call technical. The 1 billion, you know, from what period to what period? Is it from the inception since 2015 till date? If it is from that date to now, I think it's a disservice to humanity and a disservice to the people of River State. So the commissioner needs to come, sorry, and break it down. Maybe you would have even reached out to him so that we can hear clearly, because those statements, those press releases were not clear at all. You did not clear the issue of what people say you are holding NECO. All you are doing is that people trying to usurp. I would have to do that. Lack of words right now. As far as I'm concerned right now, the truth right now is that you're holding NECO until you come with a separate statement. It's not about the amount spent, which to me is very petty. It's not even worth it at all, because if you check within the period, I don't think how many children enrolled in CAM, in River State? How many students enrolled for NAPTEC? That you spent that 1 billion for which period? These are some of the questions we need to ask. So as far as I'm concerned, I go with that Kuku Peter side, who says that the government does take education serious.
Christian is calling from Creek Road. Perhaps his experience is different. Christian, have you seen or felt the impact of the money, the huge resources spent by the state government in the education sector? Good morning.
Good morning. For me, I know government has failed already. We all know that. This issue of education, I know. If really these people are passing through primary school, secondary school, I don't think they will take this education for granted. Not even in River State alone, even in my state where I came from. Government school is nothing to write home about. Some of them don't even have teachers. Like where I came from, they don't have teachers in the school to teach children. Not even, come and see the environment, the school environment. Very fat, I don't even know how to describe it. So for me, Government has failed already, so there's nothing like they are spending money. If they are spending money on those schools, we will see it.
All right. We've got Collins. Collins from Chuba. Collins, good morning. After Collins, we'll go to social media. Collins, yeah, let's hear you.
I want to actually say that in Rivers State here, the previous government has tried employing 13,000. This present government established new schools and approve the ones that have been on existence. Then pick teachers from the 13,000 teachers that the previous government employed and then get them into the new school.
What do you mean by establish new schools? I'm lost here.
Yes, there are schools that the new government, this present government, they approve. That is, there are schools that have been in existence and there are
they refurbished. Hello? Rehabilitated. Go on.
Okay. So, on this note now, teachers we have moved from the previous school that was in existence and put in this what newly approved and established. So, on this note now, the other schools, the teachers are depopulated, making the schools not to have teachers. And the retirement rate of the teachers that are in existence is becoming much. So, and there are no other employment that was used to replace them. So
where do you think the huge resources is going to now? If you're saying all these things you've just said, so where's the huge resources going to?
That is what we don't do.
You don't?
So I'm pleading with the state government to employ more teachers in this school so that the educational system of this river state will move forward.
Collins, thank you for calling. Isaac says, the students need this result for admission. Please, government, stop playing politics. Andrew says, the rate by which, or at which, okay, that's not. But he's mentioning Luawi Government Secondary School in Babe. Says to see how the school is, no employment, no infrastructure, no promotion. Everything's absolutely poor. Poor leader, poor development. Shame to PDP government in River State. In the presence of the government, commissioners, House of Assembly, other stakeholders. Ayo Mike says education in River State is nothing to write home about. Lagos State education is 65% better than River State. So many rural areas, schools are very bad. Governor doesn't value education at all. Flyover is not what our children need now. This even affects the private schools. It should leave politics and focus on education. Augustine says, education for River State don't die. So the matter of the NECO results now, I'm wondering, we've been on it for about 2 weeks now, and if it's a matter that it's from NECO, why hasn't the State Commissioner for Education, stepped up to them and found a way to resolve it, really, because the results are still being withheld? So if it's that we've paid $1 billion or more, and then they don't have the power to withhold any result if payment has been made, except there's something else. Well, he called it technical, there's a way he said technical. I'm going to read it. Okay, if there's any technical issue of concern, concerned or interested person should contact the Ministry of Education. So we went to that ministry, by the way, and they kept my colleague waiting for hours and nobody attended to him. So the media, we did go to speak to them to find out what exactly is going on. From the reports of schools that have been shut down to schools that are in a dilapidated state, and then this NECO result being withheld for, students... no one spoke to us. Mr. Commissioner, here is Dr. Peterside's comment from earlier on.
Well, it's best to note that my child is school is being scored cost 140
That's a teacher first.
Well, it's best to note that my child is school is being scored cost 140 for JAM, and he scored 158. Now, the school has sent a message to us that he should upload his O-level result. Now, this winner has made it very, very difficult for us, and it's the way to stand. It's most likely he may make this admission, unless by divine intervention. And again, I think the government, or tell the River State government, will do the needful and setting NECO so that they can release this result. They have not released the result. We cannot access it on the internet. When I made some inquiries, I was told that the government have not paid. As a result, we can't access the result.
All right, so let's listen to the teacher some more.
Who schools went to Ministry of Education requesting for PIN, because normally you're supposed to generate PIN for the students you pay for, and Ministry did not give any PIN. The period Michael gave for that process elapsed, and no public school in River State registered. River State government, through the Ministry of Education, now liaises with NECO to grant access to the schools so they can just do a posting on that to the site, which was actually agreed, which was granted. No student in River State have been paid for. They were not paid for yesterday night. They have not been paid for. The exam has been concluded. In the child's result state, what they will tell you is that you are owing NECO.
All right. So who is owing NECO if the state government paid that money at the time they said they would? All right, so let's listen to what Dr. Peter Seitz said about this.
It is not his priority sector. Meanwhile, education is the way to secure the future. And you can see the manifestation of his lack of interest in education in multiple dimensions. Today, River State students cannot access their NECO result because the state government is owing NECO. In Obiapo, the governor's local government, in Eche, do not have teachers in critical subjects. The same state government from inception in 2015 to today has not employed teachers across the state. Even when you go around these schools, they don't have teaching aids to help impart knowledge. The governor had said he doesn't want heads of schools to charge fees for anything. Meanwhile, you have not given them impress. It's either you want the teachers or the heads of school management to charge fees, or you don't want the schools to function. And go around schools, you have noticed that most of our schools are not functional and cannot compete in 21st century Nigeria. It's unfortunate. Time will tell. He will be held to account for the resources entrusted to his care.
But the state government through the Ministry of Education, the commissioner that is, Professor Kani Ebeku, says Gomorika is spending huge resources to provide access to quality education, including the provision of infrastructure and sponsorship of public exams. 0817-923-0002. Everest Amadi says, I doubt if it was through the commissioner for education that released that press statement we're discussing. Okay. Well, if it's not the Education Commission, then I expect that they would have spoken about it as well. Say, we didn't release that document. It was false. So what's going on? What's going on, really? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, let's hear you.
And I'm talking again. And I remember, in fact, for you, Nigeria, I've been talking about this. Because I was at the last day of the weekend. My issue today, people are sitting behind me to see that our public schools in Shampoo State, no teaching aids, no teacher, no good classroom, no even board, no big teacher will sit down. So I can't be good to say that the Liberty government has paid which amount in education. And the pregnant woman, you will see that one is pregnant now. You don't have to hide it. When they are pregnant, you see that you are pregnant. If they are paid which amount in education at university, people will give. And for me, I've been saying for the past 4 years, this government has no law for basic education. I see out every program. Flyovers are good, overhead bridges are good. Education is the gateway to like the future of our children. We have them practice every day. But if they put education, they will go far beyond the governor. They will bridge the government and the two times for us. This is the governor has in the public schools. I mean, as the governor, please, I'm begging him. They have to be more to go. Let him put us in public schools.
Alonzi is calling, and then I'll take a final call from someone in Oguni. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno. You see, the Commissioner of Education telling us that governor, the administration of Governor Wike has spent much. Now, this is what I want to tell the various people. If Wike has spent enough, we will see it. They release 1.1 billion. Go to H. We have school at Amakumba. There is one other school at Okulechi. That school is not nothing to write home about. I visited there, that was last week. You are telling me that governor is spending money. Come on, Neko. Wike is spending. How is this money being dispensed? Does it reach to the final place which we are prepared this money for? They should stop saying this, please. Nothing. The River State present government has done nothing in the education sector. I hit my chest to say that.
Don't hit your chest. You'll be all right. So the governor calls a press conference or doing his usual meetings, and the media is there, and he says, we're going to do a flyover. we're going to complete it in 12 months. And he goes there to visit. We says we accompany sometimes. We see photos sometimes. He goes randomly to just visit the sites to see how the work is going. So you're saying that the same government appropriated or gave out over $1 billion and nobody's going to see where the money's going. That also begs a question. Good morning, from Oguni.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, I need to point out that community government secondary school students, government secondary school students, is in shambles, more than 10 teachers. Government secondary school students, as I already mentioned, that place is deserted. My teacher. Community secondary school, Yekun, that I suppose to link with the sector. That place we have 13 teachers in a rose secondary school. 13 teachers. Community secondary school, Yekun, exactly. Can I look at the area? Government Comprehensive High School, no many banner. That one in a shallow ground, nobody said, no teacher. Then, in Community Secondary School Board, Community Secondary School Board, mud has been used as roof.
So what is your local government doing about it? We have local government chairman. You keep praising them, you know. What are they doing? Because basic education is under the management. If a school isn't having chairs, they should fix it. If the roof is falling, nobody should wait for the roofs to cave in. They should check, monitor these things. But then again, Dondeta says the popular OAP will always say that flyover will take us from one point to another, but education will take us to the future. I fear for the future of Umuebulu children, no government, secondary school, Umuebulu. Talkers of writing NECO, a community with over 50 oil wells. Oh, we had to go there. In my view, what government has done with the humongous sum is throwing money at education rather than spending and investing for education. The huge sums have obviously not impacted on direct teaching learning components, DTLCs. I perceive that the mass resources are probably going to the consumables in education. Dr. Ben Yehusira sent that in. John Familiarly One says, I have one question. What was Governor Wike's key achievement during his time as Minister for State for Education? Absolutely nothing. How do we then expect better from the same man at the helm of affairs in River State? Education in River State is a sorry state, and obviously this administration can't save it. I must confess, the state government is not really trying when it has to do with education. In the state, teachers not being promoted ones not being implemented financially, pupils don't have good learning environments, no conversion for students. Some teachers entered into the service as cleaners and have gotten their certificates to be called qualified teachers, yet nothing has been done for years. Government has failed in this regard. Ahusi Chima, the question mark. Education policy of Wike administration has a question mark. I cannot find any reason why in free education we have deficit in teaching ability. No impress for running costs, no desk in most of the classrooms in River State. To crown it all, schools in River State were closed down, schools have been closed down for 4 years due to lack of teachers. Indeed, it's a conundrum. River State government, so this one sent pictures. Rumekini here, Community Secondary School Rumekini, says the poor condition. Students sit on the floor. Which community school is that? Just here? It says rain is falling, the roofs are leaking. Are you for real? Says the classroom don't accommodate the number of students there. Some learn outside from the window. Rumekini, just across the road here. It's very unfortunate that the professor himself is not aware of what's happening in education, which is commissioner. We need to ask him to account for the huge resources that government has spent. Time will tell, Joe. If the governor can spend 10% of what he spends on the judiciary and education, then we'll clap for him and say he's done enough. Uche, send that in. It's laughable to learn of the huge investment on education by the River State government. Education is receiving the lowest attention under the current administration, to say the least. It doesn't have a plan for education. I just wanted to ask you, how much would it cost local government area to provide chairs? No, they're building markets. They're building markets and town halls and, you know, providing 500,000 million kVA generators. And the children who will gather there in the future don't have any learning taking place. Well, I stop here. Thank you for joining the conversation. Keep our eyes on that matter. We're going to visit more schools. and see if perhaps anybody that's listening is doing what they're supposed to do, what they're being paid for, and what the huge resources the River State government is spending on education is going to. My name is Enoch Bevere. Good morning.